I can't believe we are wrapping up week 6 of the 6-week sensual self-love course. This is absolutely insane and so magical and so beautiful, and I am so grateful that not only did you sign up for this course, but you committed yourself to it, you went through the work, and you have hopefully really blossomed into an even more accurate representation of your truth and of yourself. And through this work, you have stepped into and really embodied different aspects of you, of your goddess, your inner creatrix, and all of the aspects of you that really make you the beautiful human being with unique gifts and a unique set of magical tools that you are here to share with the world. We want your medicine, we want your magic. And hopefully this course has brought you to a place where you are in touch with that so you can begin to share it and spread your love and spread your medicine into the world. A lot of this week we talked about accountability and showing up for yourself, creating tools, creating a really sustainable way of using this work and utilizing this work so that you can make self-love a lifestyle and really incorporate it into everything you do so that you can show up as the most powerful version of yourself as much as possible. But like we talked about, we ebb and we flow and we cycle, and this whole entire course has been such a beautiful example of the cycles we go through in life. We've talked about masculine energy and feminine energy. We've talked about desire and we've talked about sensuality. And we've really threaded all of this together with a sense of flow and just letting yourself go through your own natural cycles and be where you're at while also continuously showing up for yourself with love and with care and with a sense of acceptance. And I think that is the most important thing that you could take away from this course, really, and hopefully that's kind of what the work has taught you. How to accept yourself no matter where you're at, while also pushing yourself to be the most embodied version of your truth, whatever that is, in whichever moment you find yourself. But through this all, I want you to really focus on being as easy and as gentle, as soft and as loving with yourself as possible, because this is really the medicine that is going to make self-love a lifelong sustainable journey where you're just showing up with open arms, cuddling yourself, holding yourself, nurturing yourself, giving yourself validation, giving yourself permission. And when you can be there to rely on yourself for that, there's literally nothing in this world you can't do. When you can be the one that permits yourself, that validates yourself, you really become empowered and you really become the strong, beautiful goddess that you've always been. You've always been her, but now you get to embody her and you get to live her fully. The capacity in which you are able to be gentle and accepting and loving with yourself is the same capacity in which you're going to be able to make a huge impact within the world, because everyone just reflects us back to us. So when we are really living in alignment with our truth and we are accepting whoever that person is in that moment, we are giving everyone else around us permission to be themselves. We are sending a message of love, of acceptance, of understanding out into the universe. And that's going to come back to us tenfold. We are literally healing the world when we are healing ourselves. And the most healing thing we can do for ourselves is just let ourselves be and accept ourselves for who we are. Accept our path as it unfolds. Show up for ourselves with love and care. Pouring self-love into ourselves, you know, turning to those practices, really practicing avidly self-care and letting yourself heal through that love, through the nourishment and the nurturing things we do for ourselves. And as you find yourself on this journey, conquering things, showing up for yourself, doing things that you normally wouldn't have before, speaking your truth in moments where you would have been quiet, sharing art you normally wouldn't have, whatever that looks like for you. Celebrate it loud, celebrate it big, show up for yourself with lots of love and just let yourself know, hey, I see you, you're doing amazing, you're doing great, I am so proud of you. And I'm so proud of you guys for doing this work. I'm so proud of you. I know what an accomplishment it is to get through 6 weeks of this work where you're having to look at yourself, really reflect, really be accountable, really show up day after day, sit with yourself, feel all of the emotions. This is hard work. This is stuff that a lot of people never do in their life because it's so uncomfortable and it puts us in such a vulnerable position. But it puts us in such a place of growth, accelerated growth, where we are really learning how to show up in the world as powerful beings. And think about the people you're going to be able to impact because you are loving yourself so deeply. So when you find yourself doing this work, implementing it into your life, showing up, unleashing your goddess energy, stepping into your power, being sensual, having a more sensual relationship with yourself, showing up in ways you normally wouldn't have, celebrate those moments, give yourself a hug, give yourself a pat on the back. That is a win, and you've come so far, so celebrate it. This keeps the cycle going. We are creatures who crave validation, and if we can be there to validate ourselves and to tell ourselves, hell yes, I'm doing amazing, it makes all the difference and it keeps you coming back. It keeps you showing up for yourself. There is literally nothing more empowering than you permitting yourself and you accepting yourself, you loving yourself, you showing up for yourself. It is the most beautiful gift we can give ourselves, and it creates room for us to really experience ourselves on different levels. And the more we show up with that love for ourselves and just that overall acceptance, we begin to become not only more empowered in everything we're doing, but we accept other people too, and we give them that permission. Hey, you can be yourself. Like, when you're around me, you can be you, because they see you being you so deeply, and it's such medicine. And I really think it's one of the things our world needs most right now, for us to just be ourselves and us to just show up fully as we are. I am so happy that you have decided to be a part of this course and that you committed to it and that you went through these 6 weeks. And through this, I hope you're feeling more empowered and more in touch with your inner goddess, more in touch with your sensual self, the part of you that craves touch or craves love, that likes to be embodied in your life. I hope you're feeling more present and more grounded, and that you are allowing your gifts to emerge, that you are seeing yourself as the empowered, beautiful goddess you are that has something special to share with the world, and that you really cultivate that and nurse those gifts and allow them to become more and more obvious and more of a part of your life. I am so grateful that you are here, that you've done this work, and I hope that you continue to implement this in your life. If there were any weeks of this course that were triggering for you or challenging, I recommend going back and working through them, doing that week over again and seeing if it's easier, seeing how the answers to your questions have changed, seeing what feels a little bit easier for you to digest and process, and just let this journey unfold for you. Have fun with it. Don't put a lot of pressure on yourself to make a change or to be something different, but instead let the journey unfold naturally and allow yourself to be gentle and have fun with this process. There is honestly nothing better than letting yourself emerge into the person that you are meant to be. And the weeks that challenged you, the weeks that were triggering for you, that is the work you need to do. That's where the medicine is for you. There's something there. There's something you need to learn. There's something you need to know. And just by pushing yourself a little bit and giving yourself a little bit more space to uncover, you're going to move through blocks. You're going to move through things that have been holding you back. And you're going to be able to embody and step into your power so much deeper and so much more fully. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for committing to yourself. Thank you for showing up fully and allowing your truth to unfold. I hope that you are trusting yourself deeper and deeper and allowing your intuition to emerge as you just come into your power and come more fully into the person, to the human, to the spirit, to the wild, beautiful, untamed, absolutely, positively, gorgeous goddess that you are. And thank you for allowing me and this work to be a part of your journey. Thank you for allowing me into your sacred space, into your energy, into your heart. I know, I'm aware of what a gift it is to be here with you. And I hope you see yourself fully and deeply for the beautiful goddess you are. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. I honor you. I see you. And I will talk to you again very soon. Have a blessed time. And know you are unconditionally loved.